what do you really, really want with your life? So most of the time we are thinking about stuff we haven't got. I was just talking to someone now who wants to be with a girl who he hasn't met that he's obsessed about. And this is very common, how many people are obsessed thinking about someone, falling in love, wanting something. I mean, this is just this human behavior. This is what we all have been spending a lot of our lives invested in, wanting things, you know. So it could be a person, it could be the new iPhone, oh my god, the new one's come out, I have to have it. Could be a car, it could be more money, it could be different foods, it could be having a better business, it could be like moving to another country, going on vacation. I mean, just the endless stuff that we think that's going to make us happy. And so, you know, the default mode is to spend a big chunk of our time and energy thinking about all these things that we don't have and obsessing about them and fantasizing about them and imagining how wonderful our life would be. And then part of us often thinks, well, I shouldn't be thinking about that. I should be happy with what I have, or I shouldn't be thinking about this person. I should be happy with what I've got. So there's often this craving, desire for something, and then another part of us is like, no, don't think about it. Or I can't have that, that's too big, or you shouldn't be thinking about that, or what would happen if I did get it? And all these interesting conflicts internally, right? So how can we actually deal with this? Because when we are in this desiring mode of craving, wanting to talk to somebody, wanting to be with somebody, wanting to have something, all these things, waiting for someone to get back to you on a text message, all this endless stuff, you know, when is this thing going to happen? It's quite unpleasant to live in that state, because it's a state of wanting, it's a state of needing, it's a state of craving. And so living from a state of craving, there's always something later, I can't wait till I get it, I can't wait till that movie comes out, I can't wait till that episode comes out, I can't wait till... It's a very kind of stressed out, buzzy, zing, zing, zing kind of state to be in. Yeah, it gets all buzzed up even talking about it, yeah, because it's such a chronic state all around us. So something I've come to realize is that when we allow ourselves to imagine having what we want, something changes. So just imagine something you want to have. Right, you might be obsessed with a person or a thing or a money or whatever. What do you want? Yeah. Now imagine having it fully. It's completely yours, and it not only that, it's been yours for 20 years. So you have that thing, and it's yours for 20 years already. So it's now 20 years that you've had it. Just imagine that, 20 years. All the sparkle has gone. You're totally used to it. Not only are you used to it, it's 20 years old now. How do you feel about that now? Yeah, most of the time when we do this exercise, when you just imagine it for 10 seconds, 5, 10 seconds, you start to feel relaxed. You feel like, all right, well, that's fine. Yeah, you've already got it. So whatever, yeah? Because as you've probably experienced in your own life, let's say you wanted the new phone. I remember... You know, because there's always these new phones coming out. So I remember thinking, oh, I'll get the new phone. Yeah, I remember this. And then I got the iPhone, and then I got the next iPhone, and the next one, next one. And, you know, you get it, you fiddle around with it, you see, oh, there's this different thing, click, 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 click. Guess what happens? 3 days later, it doesn't make any difference at all. Nothing. It's no different. You know, you think, I want this food, you get the food. I want this person, you get the person. Something shifts happiness that we get from things only lasts 3 days. There's studies on this. It lasts somewhere between a few seconds and 3 days, and possibly up to 2 weeks at the very, very most. But most of the time, 3 days is the max. So people go shopping, they buy all these new clothes, they're all excited, they get them out of the bags, they wear them, it's yay, this is great, and then they wash them, they put them back on the shelf, right? And after you've worn them 2-3 times, it's like they didn't make any difference, like they never even existed in most cases. And so we need to like come to terms with this thing, because otherwise we'll spend our whole life running around. Now here's the deeper thing, right? So this is, you've probably heard about these things before, but here's the new thing that I've noticed is very, very powerful. The next thing to do is imagine you can have anything at all, anything, yeah? Because most of the time we don't allow ourselves to imagine having anything. We have limits. Oh, I couldn't imagine having all that money. I couldn't imagine having all those things, all those people, all those situations, or whatever. Imagine having everything you could possibly ever want. Just imagine, just generally speaking, because this will take a little while. You can do this after this session to do it yourself. But just imagine, just for a few seconds, having everything you've ever wanted. You already have all of it right now. Yeah, if you do this, it's like something weird happens. You're like, what the? What happens is that we realize a lot of the things we want, we don't really want them at all, actually. We really don't want them. If you imagine, you know, I wanted all this stuff and all these things, all these people, I want to have, you know, you think about it and you think you've already got it, it's already there, it's fully yours, 100%, job is done. Yeah, something shifts, right? Then, and I'm giving you a little recipe here. So the first thing is you can write down everything that you want. You'll think about it. And then you imagine having all of it. And you spend a good 10, 15, 20 minutes going through the experience of having all of these things. Right? And then you can start to notice which things actually you still want to have, right? And another way of looking at this is a good exercise that I heard from somewhere, I can't even remember, but is imagine that everyone in the world disappeared. Everyone in the world disappeared, so there's no more people, but all the stuff is still here. So you can have any car, you can have any house, you can have any foods, like imagine all the facilities are available, right? Where would you want to live? What would you want to do? You know? So you just, but you can imagine there's people here as well in this case, but you can have anything, right? So you just expand out to absolutely anything. You soon realize that half the things you want, or even more than half, a good chunk of them, you really don't care about at all, and they aren't even meaningful to you. And then you start thinking, well, what do I actually really want to have? And what you really, 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 really want is not the same thing as what you would normally thinking about in your daily life. In most cases, it's something that you've never even thought about. Like right now, I'm in my office. I'm looking over at this shelf, right? And I'm looking at this shelf with all these books on it that I have. And I remember thinking, I want a shelf because I got all these books and my current shelf wasn't big enough. So I got a bigger shelf. And I'm looking at this shelf. I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking, if I could have anything at all, and I have everything, I probably wouldn't actually have that shelf or any of those books. What are they there for? They were sort of something I thought I wanted. Now they're already here. I'm like, you know what? I could do away with that whole shelf and all the books on it. There's a camera on it. There's all these things on it. I don't actually care about any of that stuff. It's just that I thought I wanted it. And now that it's here, and now that I imagine I can have anything, I'm like, well, this is not at all really what I want. Yeah, I don't really want this cell phone. All the, like, so many of the things that we think we really want, that it's just nothing. There's nothing in it at all. It's just that psychologically, the things that we can't have, we tend to obsess about. What we don't have right now, we tend to think is better. It's the grass is greener syndrome. Grass is greener syndrome. Always something we don't have is better. And then you get everything you want, and you're like, not really. It doesn't mean anything. More than half the time, it doesn't mean anything. There's another psychological principle called the Romeo and Juliet effect, right? Which is basically where, and I'm sure if you remember Romeo and Juliet from the story, the families didn't want them to be together. So their families, Romeo and Juliet, were trying to stop them being together. And it fueled their passion. And there's this thing called the Romeo and Juliet effect, where there's been studies on this with teenagers. So when the parents tried to stop the teenagers seeing each other, they started getting more obsessed. They would sneak out at night. They would like spend more time on the phone as much as they could. They started saying, let's run away together. Let's get married. And they were just absolutely, oh my God, so in love. And then when the parents eased off and said, you know what, you can spend as much time as you want with them. They can stay the night. You can spend all day and all night with them. The love and the affection started to gradually get less and less and less and less. So the more they were told they can't have it, the more they wanted it. There's been studies on this, right? And the more they were told you can have as much as you want, anytime you want, no big deal, all those promises for running away and getting married and all those things basically disappeared. Now they're like, well, I don't think we should get married now. We maybe get married later. Oh no, I don't want to see you tonight. Actually, I'd rather like do something else. No, we don't need to talk for 2 hours on the phone. You know, we don't need to talk at all. Actually, I'm going to just focus on what I'm doing. So all those wonderful, passionate things seem to disappear. So I come to realize that we're actually under the Romeo and Juliet effect all the time, because we can't have things we want because of various situations. And so we think we want them more than we do. So I'm giving you a little challenge, which is simply to imagine every single thing you think you want. So all these wonderful dreams, I want to feel this and have this and go here and live this by the ocean or by the mountains or whatever and be with this person. Imagine all of it. Imagine it fully. Really, 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 really go for it. 100%, 1000%. And then notice, see yourself having had all those things for 20 years, so you're absolutely comfortable with it, all of it. Then figure out what do you really, really, really want. And those things are priceless gems. And I wouldn't be surprised if majority of the things that you really, 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 really want, majority of them you could have today, funnily enough. You could have them today. But we don't have them if we're spinning around and spinning out after all this other stuff. Do you know what I mean? So we're, in a sense, craving stuff we don't care about at the expense of enjoying the magic of life that we could be having anyway. So there's the wonderful challenge for absolute freedom. It's a totally different way of looking at things. Have fun with it. And I'd love to hear from you what your experience is and what you really, really, really want. Yeah, this is absolutely, it's like discovery. It's like going into the mystery of life and finding things that you never knew, right? It's a state of absolute wonder. Much love. Thanks for being here. You're awesome. Enjoy the wonders of being alive, and Om Shanti.